boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I feel like I need to ask, are you good?
Yeah. Am I not?
I don't know.
You know something I don't know?
No, but I spent the first half of today listening to you bickering. Not with me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
With Andrew from our street team.
Oh, that's just how we talk.
I mean, I have seen that. You guys are good buddy old pals. But you guys were out cleaning out some closets here at Z102.9, organizing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And my office is just around the corner. My door was open, and I was like, okay, are they actually mad at each other? Is this serious? You know what, like when you're around people, yeah, and you're like, okay, wait a minute, is there truth behind this or not?
It's so funny you say that, because I, when we were talking and we were bickering, I did have a moment where I was like, I don't know if anyone else knows we are joking and that this is our relationship. It's so funny because I've had relationships with significant others before where we bicker, mm-hmm, like a married couple. Now, neighbor man and I, we don't bicker like a married couple. We get along so well. Andrew and I, oh my God. We sound like a married couple. We sound like we've been with each other through thick and thin, and like we've been together for 50 years and we are annoyed with each other.
I was looking down at my phone. I was like, does Destiny have a sibling? Like, it's a sibling situation. I was
like, it sounds like here? We're to the point that we if we had an opportunity, we would push one of each other off a bridge.
I think, yeah, and he probably would say the same thing. He'd be like, yeah, definitely.
I know. That's why I will never be near a bridge with Andrew. I love him to death, but I'll never be near a bridge with Andrew. I am afraid of my life with him. Love him to death.
I just was like, is anybody else in the building kind of scared right now? What's going on?
That's our relationship. It sounds bad, but I swear to God, we love each other. It just doesn't sound like it.
You just don't expect, like, oh, should we put this here? No, you stupid idiot.
I was like, whoa. Don't tell HR. Don't tell HR.
No, they're best friends, believe it or not.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I always get really jealous and I feel very left out when I see these like viral meetups of a bunch of people who have the same name. They meet up in one place and have like a Destiny Fest or whatever.
Wasn't there a big one of Kevin? Isn't there a Kevin one?
It might have been Kevin. I don't know. The one that
I saw. There's never going to be a Destiny one, unfortunately.
I think there's more Destinies than you think. Probably. Put a pin in that, okay? The one that I saw most recently, last night actually, on TikTok, was a Ryan meetup. And they didn't just like meet up and hang out at a park. They all got together. They rented out a movie theater to go see Deadpool and Wolverine because obviously Ryan Reynolds stars in that.
We filled an entire theater with people named
Ryan
to support the fellow Ryan's new movie. Ryan's were wearing Ryan-themed t-shirts donated by Ryan.
Thank you, homage Ryan.
Helped a bystander legally change her name to Ryan.
Ryan!
And since Ryan invited a Hugh to join his movie, we invited one Hugh to join our theater.
The truth is, we wouldn't let just any Hugh come to our event. You want to tell them your full name, Hugh?
My actual name is Hugh Ryan.
So, there was a lot going on here. It was all Ryan's. They had one person who legally changed their name to Ryan.
Oh, my God.
To be part of it. And then, obviously, Hugh Jackman is in the new Deadpool movie, so they let one Hugh
Ryan,
whose middle name was Ryan, join them.
Dear Lord.
In the movie theater. Honestly, it's dorky, it's stupid, but I kind of live for it.
I wish it was me too. I'm not going to lie.
I know. It makes me want to like, do we organize for our, your name is going to be a little bit harder.
There's no celebrity named Destiny other
Destiny's
than.
Destiny's Child?
Well, that's a group, Taylor.
Yeah, but
and yes, I know
that.
Miley Cyrus was originally named Destiny Hope Sarah, but she doesn't go by that. So
but
it doesn't count.
Well, I mean, I got it pretty easy. You know?
I know. So when we do, if Taylor ever does like a part two of the Eras Tour, you're lucky.
My gosh, can you imagine the Eras Tour and have a stop somewhere like Taylor, Iowa? I don't know if that exists, but if it does, I would be there and she would have a concert stop. Oh my gosh.
I hate you. Taylor just because I'm jealous.
Well, you could legally change your name to Taylor if you want.
Just for a day, though.
That doesn't count.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I don't mean to break your heart, but I've already got a backup plan in case things don't work out, you know, for Those Girls in the Afternoon.
If I get murdered.
Okay, why do you gotta say it like that?
I like to prepare for the worst.
Well, you're preparing for extreme cases. I was just saying in case something, you know, you became famous or something and you just left me. Like Justin Bieber finally noticed you and you moved on.
God, I dream of the day. Truly. I'd be leaving you so quick.
I know. And he would notice you and he'd be like, it's fine, girl. You could be a stay-at-home cat mom and that's your dream. And
my dream.
And you would never come back to me. I know it. You exactly. Change your number and everything. It's fine.
Yep.
And your name.
Mm-hmm. Everything about me.
So I have come up with backup plans.
Okay.
Of what I'm going to do in case Those Girls in the Afternoon are no more.
Okay.
Which is, I was talking to Neighborman last night. And I was like, hey, since you got recognized in public as Neighborman.
Yeah.
Now you're kind of famous. What more do you want to do?
Oh my God, you're just blowing up his ego.
I know. I'm like, yeah, you ever think about doing radio?
Oh, wow.
And he was like, I don't know. I just don't think it works with my schedule. He was more nervous about his schedule because his dream job and what he's working towards is being like a firefighter.
Yeah.
So he doesn't think it would work with it, which I totally get it because they're on call all the time. So he's like, I just don't think it would work. And I'm like, what about podcasting?
Everybody and their mom has a podcast.
And you can do it whenever, you know? So I said, what about podcasting? What if you and I were to do a podcast together? And he is down for it.
Really?
Yeah. I was thinking it could be called That Girl and the Neighbor Man. You don't like it. Okay.
I mean, get your own, man. Get a little creative. Come on.
Okay. But then last night when we were talking about it, he was like, okay, yeah, I'm really down for podcasting. Like he was really in for it. And then he was like, but wait, what do we talk about?
Well, yeah, that's the thing with the podcast. You got to talk for quite some time.
And you got to know what you're going for, right? What are we talking? Sports? Are we just talking pop culture?
Yeah, it's got to be something you know.
Are we talking life? What are we doing here? And I was like, at first I said we could talk about life, but I think we kind of live a boring life. We just stay at home a lot. I don't know. The thing that we do a lot together is we go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we could talk about going to the gym. There's a lot to do with that. There's a lot of like, you know, we eat healthy, you know, outside of the gym. So we could be talking about, you know, eating healthy, the fails in the,
because
you know, girl can eat McDonald's every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So I could be talking about how I failed for the week and how I succeeded, but I could be talking about the healthy eating and drinking, but then I can also talk about the pros and cons of the gym, like how we succeeded in the gym and how we did in the gym together. I don't know. I feel like we could talk about it, but we're dummies in the gym. So would anybody even really want to listen to it as like somebody who's not very knowledge in the gym life?
Yes. I would so much rather. I totally respect people that are like, what do you call it? Like fitness influencers.
Yeah.
And do I follow some and like follow their workouts? Yeah, totally. But I would so much rather somebody be real and be like, yeah, I tried to squat pounds today.
She don't even know.
And I totally failed. I would be like, oh my God, that's so much more relatable. Because sometimes you watch those fitness or listen to fitness people and you're like, okay, and you're just making me feel bad about myself. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. I don't want to hear about how little calories you're eating. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, I want to be real with me. So I feel less stupid.
Well, it would be so real because I still got some spring rolls in my belly. So like, dude, I'm so real.
That's your podcast name. Spring rolls. I'm pretty sure everybody's had that conversation before with their partner. Like, oh my God, we are so interesting. We deserve a TV show or a podcast.
Uh-huh.
Like, everybody would love us.
Oh my God. You know how many times I've thought, wow, MTV should follow us around. We are so hilarious.
Yeah. Everybody's had that thought. Because you're just like, oh my God, our lives are so interesting. Or our conversations are so hilarious.
Or we should start a TikTok account together.
All the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, I could be famous if I really tried.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. You had that conversation last night with Neighbor Man that if you had a podcast, you could probably make a gym life podcast.
Yeah.
Which I'm now thinking, okay, if there was anybody else I could do a podcast with besides you, Destiny,
yeah,
it probably would be my boyfriend. He's the one that I talk to the most and
have good chemistry with.
Yeah, stupid conversations, but what exactly would it be about? And immediately, I've got two ideas, okay?
Whoa, so not one podcast, but two?
No, I think it would be one, because both of them would be commentary. We're really good at commenting on things that we watch. So number one, we would do
a Love Island. I already call it
Love Island or dating show commentary. Because here's the thing. If anybody's ever in the room with us while we're watching these shows, it's ridiculous. But it's also really interesting because I give a girl perspective and he always is like, well, yeah, he's being stupid, but
okay,
this is why. I'm like, oh.
So right now what's been really popular with like podcasts is like old TV show cast, like Wizard of Waverly Place or like Full House. Members, cast members are getting together, they're creating podcasts and they're rewatching shows and reenacting. So is it almost kind of like that, but you're like watching an episode and like giving reactions to it, but I do like that you said you're giving a female perspective and he's giving a male perspective, because not a lot of males are like reality dating shows.
And you know what? He does, even if he doesn't want to admit it. Like the other night, this is a perfect example. There was a girl on screen and he was like, what's going on with her nose makeup? Did she put too much on? Is it not blended?
Oh, honey, it's contour.
And I was like, oh, you know what? You're onto something. Let me educate you. Oh. So that's what I think could happen. Part two of this podcast that I would have with my boyfriend is we would do the same type of thing, but for sports. Okay.
Cause you're a dummy dumb.
Well,
respectfully,
I know the pop culture side of stuff. He could be like, yeah, Tom Brady has 70 million yards this season. And I would be like, yeah, that's great.
But he cheated on his wife.
He cheated on Giselle or whatever's happening.
No, my God. That one I would listen to. You know what? I would listen to that one.
Right? Because he gets so annoyed with me anytime. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Football season's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And all of last season, he would be like, oh, my gosh, the game's starting. And I'd be like, where's Taylor Swift?
Now, that's a podcast I would want to listen to on a car ride with your man. Oh, my God. A long car ride, because they would get entertained with, like, you know, the sportsy stuff. But I'm getting a little juicy juice, you know, tea.
Right. We're doing it anyways when it's on the TV. And he's annoyed with me and I'm annoyed with him. So why not annoy everybody else with these stupid conversations?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Is it just me? I hate myself because honestly, I do this all the time where I realize I've been looking out this window for a year and I notice something that's probably been there the whole time.
Go on.
Has that tree across the street, that baby tree, always been maroon, or are we having a color change already?
Always been maroon.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yes.
See, here I am. Yesterday, I was all up in the fall vibes. I'm still kind of feeling it today a little bit. So when I just turned around and saw a maroon tree, I was kind of excited about it. But it turns out that I am just being a little eager. I was like, oh my God, the leaves are changing already? Wow.
I gotta look up in the dictionary if there is a word for somebody who does not pay attention to their surroundings very well.
Oblivious.
Is that the word? Apparently I'm oblivious to oblivious, and you're oblivious to everything.
I know. I'm like, what have I been looking at?
I don't know. I'm like, do you even look out the window when you do a Taylor Window Update? Because I'm like,
I guess not.
That tree's been red this whole time.
Sorry for not noticing, I guess. I just thought,
let's hope for a better Taylor Window Update.
I don't. Something's seriously wrong with me.
Yeah, do you have eye insurance through the company?
I do, actually.
Good.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We've all been there. We've been young and been in a new relationship, and you have that awkward time of not knowing when to bring them around the family, and you have so many racing thoughts of, oh my God, are they going to like my family?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to do something crazy? And now we have to help a mom, actually, who's looking for some advice from you, Destiny.
Dear Destiny, my almost 16-year-old daughter has been dating a boy for almost a year now. We've met him, but never really had any personal interactions with him. She doesn't invite him to join us for any family outings or activities because she claims we're embarrassing. When I was younger, I wanted my family to approve. I feel like this is strange. Do I let it be? What do I do?
You've got to prove that you are not embarrassing.
Definitely.
Which I think needs to come with some practicing. So I think what you need to do, go to like Staples. You can print like a giant picture off of him.
Like a fat head?
Like a fat head of her boyfriend. And then start at the dinner table having conversations with the fat head. And just, you know, prove that you're not embarrassing. And use big words. Always use big words. Like not smart ones, but like ones that are like cool with the like the young kids, you know?
Like, yeah, like the trendy words.
Yeah, exactly. Like gnarly, radical. Mm. I think they use the word riz. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you got cool riz. Mm-hmm. Lit. Lit's a good one. And then after you know you're not embarrassing at the dinner table, then take it to the living room and watch TV. And I think Bridgerton's cool because then you can prove that you're a really cool mom. And like the dirty scenes aren't awkward because
you're a cool mom.
Because you're a cool mom.
Okay.
Kind of like the mean girl mom.
Not a regular mom.
She's a cool mom.
Okay, exactly. Well, we want to hear from you. What would you do in this situation if your son or daughter had been dating someone and they're not bringing them around to the family because they say you're embarrassing? Give us your best advice.
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I think it's just a part of growing up and dating is everybody thinks their parents and their family's embarrassing at some point. Mm-hmm. And we had a mom write us at thosegirls@kzia.com, which you can always do, by the way, when you need advice. She was saying her 16-year-old has been seeing this boy for a year and she does not bring him to family outings, to activities, and she says it's because they're embarrassing. Now, this obviously it bothers mom, and she's like, I want to give my approval, but how do I even handle this?
I think we need to work on not being embarrassing. So, get a fat head of the boyfriend, and let's work on conversations before we like keep meeting him, and we work with it on the fat head at the dinner table. So practice conversations with the fat head and use big words like the youngins use.
Yes.
Like lit, riz, gnarly, radical, whatever the cool kids are saying nowadays. And then, you know, once you feel a little bit more comfortable at the dinner table, then I think we can move on to other rooms in the house, and then we can move into the living room and watch a TV show together. I think Bridgerton's a good option because there are some scenes in Bridgerton that make things weird. And you want to prove that you're a cool mom, you know, and that you're not just a regular mom. You're a cool mom, and that those scenes don't make you awkward or they're not embarrassing to you.
All right. Interesting enough. Well, we got a comment on our Facebook page from Sabrina. She said, let her figure out if that dating is something serious or if it's just a teenage thing. If she really likes him and wants him around the family, she'll make it that way. Don't force it because it may not go well. My kids couldn't date till 16 exactly. Nothing before. Now my son is 18 and not dating. My daughter's almost 18 and has been dating a young man and we like him so far. Nothing serious, just dating. When she gives us the green light, he'll be over more. Good luck. So she's saying don't push it because then it might just blow up in your face.
That's, well,
the same way that you're going to blow up his face on
with
a fat
head.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So this actually worked out timing wise for me perfectly to bring you a little bit of a selfish Trending with Taylor, not for me,
but my God,
for one of my family members. And that is my oldest sister. So she FaceTimed me the other night and she's got my nephew who is 2 No, not quite two. He's a toddler, okay? And when she called, honestly, she was in baby shark hell.
Yeah.
So it's lucky enough that I found a trending article right now about the scientifically proven best kids songs, because I was like, I have to help my girl Ashley out, okay? Because she was like, I am about to bang my head into walls. I have not stopped hearing Baby Shark for the last 45 minutes. Good news for her, science is now speaking out. So I know that you think that Baby Shark would be on this list.
Mm-hmm.
Good news, it's not, okay? Not according to science. It is not one of the best kids songs.
Okay.
So if you're like my sister and you're like, please God help me. Yeah. I don't want to hear this anymore, but I do want to have some music that my kids are going to enjoy and dance to and grow from. Shout out science, because they have it down to a science. Oh God, of course they do. And it comes down to the beats per minute. So how fast the song is, if it has a marching or swaying rhythm, and if it has repetitive rhyming lyrics.
Okay.
Which I feel like Baby Shark, yeah, that kind of makes sense, but it doesn't fall into the category. So the first song that you could swap that out for is Queen, We Will Rock You.
Yeah. Teach the kids. Yeah.
Oh my God. You made
Hell
that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you burnt.
America.
Okay. that would be a nice switch up, right? And maybe your kids would really be into it. They can clap, they can stomp, all the things.
I would be so proud of my kids. And again.
Well, keep it in your back pocket. The next song you could swap out Baby Shark for, because it's scientifically proven to be better, is Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. You hate it.
No, I like the song. It's just I would be annoyed after number three.
Well, yeah. Any of these in repetition. Any song in repetition is annoying.
Not Queen. That is, after this one third time, I'm like, okay, all right, let's cry now.
Well, you could make a playlist out of all these, though, because allegedly they're all supposed
That's
to be
true.
The best.
That's true. After the third time, I'm like, I'm worried and I'm not happy anymore.
God, I'm actually really anxious right now. Thanks a lot for that. This one kind of surprised me, but you could also play Jesse J's Price Tag.
I love this song.
I like that.
Yeah.
A little better than Baby Shark, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. And then there is one more that I think you're going to have a really strong reaction to.
Oh, God.
A scientifically proven best song for kids, Beyonce, Single Ladies. The eye roll was severe. She hates it. Okay.
No, it's just, it's fine. It's fine. It's a good one. You know what? Because... Girl power. I like it. Girl power.
I mean, it's that or Baby Shark, so I guess pick
you
your poison.
And let's teach them the dance. That's all. You do the dance and do it right. Just don't make something stupid that you learned from TikTok. Because I'm tired of people changing the dances to stuff.
Oh my gosh. You, between that and your Queen spiel that you had.
Let's go back to that. Yeah!
I'm scared to meet your children.
let me babysit them. Does your sister need a babysitter?
I think no.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
Rock you. Yeah.
I don't think you should be let anywhere near a child.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I want you to ask yourself, what do Destiny and a sexy Elmo have in common?
I don't know if I want to know.
You would never guess this in a million years, but we sound the exact same.
Okay.
Let me explain. I think everybody has like a little impersonation of like what they think their significant other sounds like, or when, like how you mimic your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you're like joking about them, or maybe you're telling a story to your bestie or whatever, you're like that. Mm-hmm. Exactly like that. You have a voice of how you mimic your significant other. Okay. Well, I figured out that neighbor man has a voice for me already.
Okay.
And I was, I don't know if I'm offended by this voice or if I'm very proud of this voice. I'm a little indecisive because in my opinion, it's kind of a sexy Elmo.
Okay, I hate that.
It almost sounds like this. It's like this high pitch, a little sexy voice. I don't know what it is.
What does that mean? Can you do an example?
No, because you know I'm really bad at like impersonations, but when he's like making fun of me, he's like, you think I don't clean up around the house and everybody? Oh. And he does that.
And you think that's cute?
No, I can't tell if I find it sexy as well.
Well, the answer is no.
Or I'm offended by it.
You should be offended. You can tell how long a couple has been together by how they mimic each other. Mm-hmm. So you brought this up, Destiny, that you've noticed that Neighbor Man has a voice for you, which sounds what you say like sexy Elmo.
I do really think that.
And at first I was like, I don't think he uses a voice to like mimic or mock me. And then I thought, you know what? Yes, he does. And it's only, this is not fair, by the way. He always describes me in a really whiny voice.
Mm,
okay.
This is the worst.
Whiny, but also a little bit monotone. So I can't help but think of Squidward from SpongeBob. I don't know why that's what I think of when he does it, but it'll be like, babe, did you do the dishes? Or did you do the litter tonight? Stuff like that. Which, like, do I sound like that? Kind of. A little bit. Like, can I be that mad about it?
No. Can you do it for me one more time? Because I think it is kind of spot on.
Yeah. Babe, did you vacuum this morning?
All you have to do is yell at SpongeBob, and I think we're spot on.
No, Squidward.
No, I know. Squidward needs to yell at SpongeBob, and I think we're spot on.
Oh, and you know what? Period. He sounds like SpongeBob.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.